And we're told you also must be prepared. You know, planning and preparation is really a part of human nature. It's part of who we are. And a lot of times it's making sure that we have what we need for survival. That, you know, whether it is, you know, preparing how we do our jobs or making sure we have food we need for the table and so on. You know, we are planning and preparing so that we can survive. And of course, you know, we know the need, especially here where the weather can get so bad, to be prepared in case of emergencies, you know, such as having a winter preparation kit in your car, or having some food stockpiled, some water stockpiled in case we have an extended power outage and so on. You know, we always need to be able to be ready for emergencies. We need to be planning and preparing. Now, some people can take this to the extremes. You look at the doomsday preppers who have years worth of food stockpiled in bunkers at their house and things like that. You know, we're not talking about that level of preparation, but just the basics of having, you know, first aid kit and fire extinguishers and things like that, so that if there is an emergency, we're ready for it. Now, of course, that's not the preparation our Lord is talking about. He's talking about spiritual preparation, being prepared spiritually, because our Lord says, you also must be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. As disciples, we need to be spiritually preparing for that day when our Lord returns. You know, we talked about it last week, in the last couple of weeks, how, you know, we are in the end times. We need to be ready for when our Lord comes. We need to be spiritually prepared. We might be able to assume, you might be assuming, you know, well, we can prepare for later. We can do that later, you know, another time will take care of it. Well, we should realize that later doesn't always come. We don't know when our last moment here on earth is going to be. And so we can't assume that there will be a later. We need to be spiritually preparing now. Because we don't know on what day our Lord will come. And we also don't know, as I said, what our last minute on earth will be. You know, and so our Lord uses that analogy of a thief breaking into the house. And of course, if we lived in a much more high crime area than we do, obviously Malta is pretty low crime area, you know, but you think of some of the big cities where they've got these very rough neighborhoods where crime is very prevalent. If you were to live in that area, you would take preparation to secure your house for your safety and to keep so someone doesn't steal your stuff. You know, you make sure that the doors lock well, you make sure you have alarm system. Some places you might have bars on the window. You might have cameras, security cameras set up around the house and so on. You're going to make preparations to ensure that the criminals that you know are out there aren't going to come in. Now, fortunately, again, here in Malta, we don't have to worry about that as much. We you know, some of us, I'm sure, don't have a problem leaving, you know, the doors unlocked to their house or their car or something like that. But there's still some concern about crime. But we need to treat our spiritual preparation as someone in a high crime area would treat the preparation of their house to ensure that someone would not break into it. That's the kind of preparation we need. You know, we think we'll be fine without preparation. We can just kind of go along with life and we'll be fine, but that's not the case. We need to be prepared for our Lord's return. We need to stay awake spiritually. You know, too often, just out of going along through life, we just kind of fall asleep spiritually. It's a great temptation for all of us that if we are not conscious about our spiritual preparation, we just kind of drift off. You know, we just kind of lose track of it, and we fall asleep spiritually. But the call is for us to be prepared spiritually, to be ready spiritually. You know, and that's what Advent is for. Advent is the time for us to have preparation. Advent, you know, as St. Paul says, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. Our salvation is nearer now than we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is near. Well, that describes Advent. Advent is a season of preparation, not just preparation for Christmas, but preparation spiritually for our lives. It's a time for us to look at our spiritual preparations and see how we are doing and make the changes necessary. If there is some that, which for most of us there will be. There will be spiritual preparation we need to do. You know, it's an opportunity for us to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, as St. Paul also says. That great image of, you know, sin being the works of darkness, but we throw them off like you might throw off a cloak. a blanket, and put on the armor of light, put on that armor of Christ, that spiritual armor. So may we spend this Advent season spiritually preparing through prayer, penitence, doing what we need to do to get ready. You know, I remember as a kid when we would get ready to decorate our house, Mom would make us go through and clean from top to bottom. We'd do a good cleaning before the decorations were brought out. That's a great analogy for what Lent is about, or Advent is about. We're not to Lent yet. Advent is about is this spiritual cleaning top to bottom of our lives in preparation for the decoration, the glory of Christmas celebration. So may we truly use this Advent season as a season of preparation, that our Lord, in the words of the first reading, may instruct us in his ways and we may walk in his paths.